Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
I like that. Friday from home edition. Friday from home. Probably going to be at home for quite a while. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Just quick rundown of the show. By the way, listening to Sedano talk a little bit about Coachella, would have been 20 years today, would have been the 20-year anniversary of Coachella. Now that got pushed back to October. The reason why I mention that is because Chris Perkel, who's the director of this awesome, awesome documentary that just came out at noon today, Coachella, 20 Years in the Desert. He's going to come on a little bit later in the show. Mark Spears will hop on, NBA senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, Bill Shaken of the LA Times, and then we'll do our NCAA senior shout-out. So a lot of stuff lined up. Mason promoted a ladies line. Ladies, you're always welcome to call. Men, you can call as well. 877-710-ESPN if you guys want to be a part of the show. I'll start off the show with this. So I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to Gene Smith, or you read the article maybe on ESPN. So Gene Smith, who is the athletic director for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, I'm doing a show in LA. Why would I be talking Ohio State Buckeyes football? I don't, and I never will. But I think something I think caught a lot of people's eye when it just came to this topic alone. So here's an athletic director, represents one of the biggest college football programs in the country, and also represents all the others. But Ohio State Buckeyes, when you think of that school, you think of football. Here's a quote I'll read. "I struggle with that concept." He talked to had a conference call with these reporters. Says, "When I first heard that, I said, okay, that could work." He's talking about potentially coming back. "But I figured if we don't have fans in the stand, we've determined it's not safe for them in gathering environments. So why would it be safe for the players?" You know, it's kind of crazy. And I'll read the rest of his quote in a second. "I've sat here in front of a microphone for the past 30 days, and I've had many chances to kind of just express my thoughts. Man, we'd love to get Lakers basketball back. How great would it be if we got a shot at winning an NBA championship? And I've spent a lot of time doing that. And now, as other sports get canceled, we know baseball is on hiatus right now. No games at Dodger Stadium like we'd be accustomed to at this moment. And then we'll wait to see kind of what the trickle effect is when it comes to SoFi Stadium, what it comes to USC, UCLA, Chargers, Rams. We go down that list. But what's kind of crazy is when Gene Smith put it that way, the athletic director for the Ohio State Buckeyes, I've been sitting here this whole time, and all I've really focused on, and that's not to not ignore what's going on in the world. We all know what's going on in the world. I've mentioned this a few times on the show. I watch too much news. But on this program, we kind of do what we can to get away from it for a second and update everybody from a sports perspective. But I thought what he said, just his comments on, well, if the fans aren't going to be there, what makes it safe for the players? And it's kind of, I don't know why that dawned on me to think like, yeah, I mean, why would it be safe for the players? Like, how is that scenario going to be safe for the players? He said, you have 100 football players. It's hard to social distance in the locker room or in the training room. You have to get a place where it's okay for those group dynamics to occur. I have to rely on the experts on that because we cannot put our kids back at risk. Goes on to say, we're not going to rush this. We got a major social issue. Football is important. I know that. But at the end of the day, we've got people dying. I mean, you put it that frank. My perspective when I hear that, it kind of takes me back away from, okay, let's forget about the sports part of it for a second. And I know there is a tendency to say, well, I mean, look at these athletes. These athletes are in unbelievable shape. These athletes, their immune system, how healthy they are, they're not at risk because of COVID-19. But if you guys remember, this conversation is actually the conversation we've had about the virus and the big reason why most people aren't out and about hanging out with, going to go see their parents or gathering in large groups. It's because of the elders. So when you think of sports, I know we think about the players. So often we just think so quick about the players. And I think what's forgot about is the managers, the coaches, the referees, the umpires, the assistants, the trainers. Like, think about these guys' age. I know that sports will not put health before They're not going to put playing games. They're not going to put revenue. Hopefully this is, you know, how this all plays out. We'll kind of see what happens down the road. I know they're not going to put, you would think they wouldn't put any of that stuff before health. But the concern, we've kind of forgot about the players, right? The players, it's like, no, they're good. They're fine. We were playing this scenario out, if you guys remember, we're talking about spring training game, or not spring training games, regular season games, all in Arizona. That's been the conversation in regards to baseball these last couple of weeks or so, or these last couple of days or so. And one of the things that kind of have always stood out to me, it's like, okay, well, how are they going to figure this thing out and do it in a safe, you know, kind of in a sense, you look at it from a perspective where people feel comfortable. May said this earlier, and I'll kind of just reference this to me. It's going to take time to get comfortable going to any event without a vaccine. And I'm sure it's going to take a lot of time for players to just get back in the locker rooms, get back into dugouts. From a player's perspective, these guys are all, I look at when the Lakers are on the road and they're flying around, they got a game in Phoenix or in the Bay Area or in Sacramento, whatever the case is, they fly together. I know they're going to cut down the flying part of things. They're on the buses together. There's a lot of interaction between all these players. I don't know where you guys feel about how comfortable you would be to going to some of these events without a vaccine, but I think that's a conversation that's fair to have. Like, I think for me, from a work perspective, if I have to get it done, that's, I guess from a work portion of it, you have to imagine the companies and the leagues are going to put people in the best position. But if you said, hey, you want to head out in a couple of months, I'll keep using Hollywood Bowl because that's one of my favorite venues to go out to watch a concert. Or if you want to go to Staples Center to go see a big event, or Coachella is now rescheduled for October, I think I'm going to have hesitation. I think I'm going to have more hesitation than I ever have before when it comes to just these big gatherings and these big events. And you know, I think from a fan perspective, 877-710-ESPN, would you be comfortable going to an event without a vaccine? That, I think, is it's a tough answer to answer right now because I think we're still a little bit a ways away from getting more answers down the road. But from a personal perspective, yeah, I don't think I would. And when Gene Smith, the athletic director of Ohio State Buckeyes, kind of says, look, what about the players? I mean, if the fans aren't going to be there and they don't feel comfortable doing it, or the leagues don't feel comfortable of having them in the stands or packing them into these arenas, what about when there's 22 guys out on the field and their interaction, or all the guys on the sidelines from a football perspective, or in the NBA, just the bench players, the coaches, the assistants, the trainers, and then the 10 guys that are on the court? I haven't gone – it's almost like I haven't gone that far to think that out. But I want to get some of your guys' thoughts out there. 877-710-ESPN. Would you be comfortable going to an event right now? Not right now, but down the road. How long is it going to take for you to be comfortable to go to sporting events or concerts or plays or movie theaters? And would you do it without a vaccine? Because that's going to be, I think, the question of how we sort of get back to normalcy is – are fans going to be comfortable? Are people going to be comfortable going to restaurants and so forth in the near future? And I thought the athletic director for Ohio State saying, well, if they're not going, why are we going? That's a very, very safe argument to make. 877-710-ESPN. Also, when we come back, should the NBA have an expiration date to continue this season? Should there be a time that they stop? Stephen A. Smith laid out his thoughts yesterday on First Take. I want to play that because I think him and I are on a complete different pages. We'll do that coming up next day right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Friday from home edition. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 tonight, by the way. Let me actually, Curtis and Jess, I'm going to have you guys hop on for a quick sec here. Would you only be comfortable going to a sporting event or a concert when a vaccine actually comes out? Like, is it going to take that for you to feel more comfortable? Jess, answer that one. I want to get Curtis your thoughts too.
I don't think it will. I think it's going to be depending on the event, because I'm very much that if there's, you know, say to say at some this point next year, right? We're talking about the Dodgers. They re-signed Mookie Betts and they re-signed everyone else, and they're World Series favorites. But we're still in like that boat where it's kind of clear we would have a vaccine. But if they're gearing up for that World Series, I'm going to try to go. Realistic. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think they say
I would want to try to go.
I think they say vaccines like 12 to 18 months, but probably more towards the 18 months part. Curtis, would you wait, or are you like, no, it's okay. If I start feeling that other people are going, then you're going to go too.
To be completely honest, I don't trust nobody. So I would wait for sure, because you know, it's not going to happen right away anyway.
Can I say something about that, Curtis? I think there's going to be a lot of people like that. Like, I think.
I don't want to be that way, but it's kind of the way that we're handling things now. I don't trust anybody right now.
But this is what I'll say. Like, just think of this. And this is the one thing that, you know, the lasting effect of the position that we're in, the predicament. This is what I think could be the most dangerous thing. The most dangerous thing is people are just fearful of going out to restaurants anymore. They're fearful of going out, go watch a movie, fearful to go. Maybe not big events like Coachella, but how about just kind of supporting some of these other music venues around here that are, you know, much smaller. I think that's real. And if that happens, there's going to be a lot less businesses that are operating. Like all this works one way. When money's coming in, that's how, you know, all these businesses flourish. That's how they're able to get more sporting events, concerts, restaurants are thriving. I think that's going to stop for a little while. I mean, don't you guys think it's going to at least pause for at least 6-8 months, a year?
Yeah, because nothing's going to be normal.
Kind of point.
With every change, you know, something happens in response to it. So it's like we're not going to fully ever go back to normal, I think. Something will be different for sure once it's all said and done, you know?
Jess, I went for a walk, and I think they started today. They're basically saying they want you to wear, you know, they want you to wear like
you
a scarf
to wear
around your
mask. Yeah.
Mask. I mean, I took a scarf with me, but it's real deal. Like, and here I am, I'm walking because I want to get fresh air. Right. And I'm covering my mouth. I'm like, wait a minute here. How do I get fresh air when I'm doing this? But it's more around just like when you see somebody and you're like, out of respect, you put it on. And they say when you put the scarf or the face mask over your mouth, it's not for you. It's actually so you don't infect somebody else, technically. Whether you think you have it, you don't have it. But that's the trip.
You have to take that extra precaution now, no matter what. We're at that point. Safe than sorry.
And Jess, like, just to stay on that, not just better safe than sorry, but they want it because you got all these grocery store workers who are being exposed. I might go to the grocery store and be exposed to 50 people. They're exposed to 1,000 people because they're there all day. So, like, I think that's the main reason they want to do it that way. Looks like we got some calls here. 877-710-ESPN. Let me grab a couple of these calls real quick. Jose in Signal Hill, appreciate you calling in. Would you be comfortable, or would you only go to a sporting event, a concert, a restaurant? You got to be kind of deeper down the road where you feel like, okay, there's vaccines out there.
Well, I was actually thinking, you know, I've been hearing about like either antivirals or immune therapies. So by now, I mean, the vaccine's, you know, like they say, 12 to 18 months away. But if there's a cure, like I'm a physician, so like if you have a strep throat, you give an antibiotic and you get better. So if they have a cure for something, then there's really less risk of you going out because you can have a knockdown cure. Right now, there's nothing set in stone, so they don't know that. But if they have something that's valid and effective, I think it's a game changer.
Jose, appreciate you calling in, man. Keep doing what you're doing, too, as a physician. Troy in L.A., thanks for calling in, man. You're on the Sleeper Show. Go ahead, bud. You there, Troy? All right, we'll try and get Troy back. I think everybody's going to be a little bit different too. Like, I think that, you know, right now, everybody's going to have a different opinion on it. They're going to have a different feel for it. I might feel one way. I think I heard Mace saying, well, if SoFi Stadium gets opened up and, you know, that unbelievable stadium, there's the opportunity to go watch a game there. Okay, let's say it's not filled up to capacity. It's only filled to 50% because they're doing that for social distancing. And Mace is thinking in his head, no, I want to go. I want to see that stadium. I want to be a part of history at SoFi. I think I would probably say, okay, I'm good. I'll wait. You know, I'll wait. Now, if it's a work-related thing, I'll probably find a way to make it happen. But if it's not work-related, I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to go to some of these events. Okay, 877-710-ESPN. Let me play the Stephen A. clip real quick. So this has been one of the conversations. Should the NBA have some type of expiration date to continue this season? And Stephen A. Smith, of course, as always, has, you know, his opinion, his take on things. But here's Stephen A. specifically on I'm going to actually kind of find try and find the exact wording here. Here's Stephen A. on an exact date or a month that he has in mind that the NBA shouldn't return after that.
My personal opinion is that it has to be by late June. So the playoffs can go into July. I don't think there should be any 7-game series. I think there should be 5-game series. But it has to be in late June. If you can't get started by late June, I think you call off the season. I don't believe that the NBA playoffs should, you know, absent of basketball, regular season games and all of this stuff since the league suspended play earlier in March. I do not believe you go from there and then you not play basketball until July, and then you go into the NFL season. I don't believe the NFL season is going to delay anything. These owners, I think, are going to make sure that they play football games. They don't give a damn if not a single fan is in attendance. I mean, I don't mean that literally. Of course they do. But in the end, as long as those television cameras are working and those games are going to be televised, I think that's where their priority lies. They are going to play these games.
All right, that's Stephen A. Smith on First Take. You know, I heard that yesterday, and you know, I couldn't disagree more. And I'll tell you, I'm going to talk about this from an NBA perspective. I don't understand why this always keeps coming up. Is you don't want to go up against the NFL? What are you talking about? You don't have a season right now. Who cares if you're going up against the NFL? You think an NBA fan out there, you think they're not going to watch this playoff series, if you're a Laker fan out there, even if you're a Clipper fan out there, or you're Milwaukee Bucks or Boston Celtics, you don't think they're going to watch this playoff run, which, by the way, has the chance of being arguably one of the most unique playoff runs we've ever seen, because they have to be creative, because they have to accommodate to the schedule, how many games have been lost. You think they're worried about some of these other, the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints on a Sunday night game? They're not. I never understood why we keep comparing these to going up against the NFL. We've been with no the basketball NBA season stopped on the dime March 11th, March 12th, whatever date that was, a month before the playoffs were supposed to start. You know what actually tomorrow is supposed to be? Tomorrow is supposed to be, we would be 1 week away from the NBA playoffs. 1 week away from the NBA playoffs. Can we please stop worrying about what the NFL and, you know what, let's put an expiration date here because we don't want to go toe-to-toe with the NFL. No, what you want if you're the NBA is to crown a champion in 2020. That's all you care about. Now, it's different. If we are so far, if we get to June and they're saying, you know what, there isn't going to be any live sports going until November, okay, that's different. Now you're literally into the 2021 season. You're already going to be that far anyways. Okay, that's a different story. But this conversation of, well, you're going to have to go toe-to-toe with the NFL, every NBA fan that's out there does not care that the NFL would be at the same time as the NBA. And I don't think that's going to take them away from their TV sets. I don't think that's going to take them away from wanting to see if their team is going to be crowned an NBA champion. Let's stop talking about the NFL, please. The only way you don't have this season go on is because you ended up in October and you still have no solution for sports and you might as well just play the next season and you physically can't play, or it's just not safe enough. Those are the only two options, but it should have zero, nothing to do with the NFL. And listen, I know I'm a diehard NBA fan, but there's a lot of diehard NBA fans. And probably some of the best things, the best times in sports for NBA fans, and I think NFL fans out there as well, is when all these sports collide in October, November, You know, October, you got the World Series going on. November and December, you have both NBA and NFL going on. Those are the best parts of the season anyways, and college football. So let's not worry about the NFL. One of my favorite guys to bring on the station, Mark Spears, NBA senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. He's coming up next. We still have Bill Shaken of the LA Times coming up in a little bit. Chris Perkle from Coachella, 20 years in the desert. And then, of course, our NCAA senior shout out. We'll do that as well around 7:45. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
All right, welcome back to the Sliwa Show. Excited to have Mark Spears, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Mark, thanks for coming on the show, bud.
Man, thanks for having me, brother.
All right, let's catch up a little bit here. I know it's been a little while since you and I chatted, but just in general, how are you doing? How are things going from a professional standpoint, from a personal standpoint? How is your world in this in these crazy times?
It's been sad, man. Mm-hmm. There's been some personal challenges. People I'm close to either have family members that have passed away, or, you know, I had a mentor pass away 2 days ago, but it wasn't because of the coronavirus. I have some family members that have been affected but are okay, hopefully for good, but they're okay. So it's been staying in the house, typically going out for a daily, like, lengthy walk, which has been physically and mentally stimulating, you know. I'm really not worried about basketball right now, because I just want people to stop dying, man. So I'm just checking on my folks every day, checking on my friends, FaceTiming more. You'll laugh at this. It's funny, because you see a lot of players, like, they FaceTime each other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of, like, weird to me, like, hey, I'm going to FaceTime my mom, but I ain't going to FaceTime my homeboy. You know, just seems weird, you know, but now it's like, okay, it's deeper than my mom, you know what I mean? I started, like, FaceTiming my boys, and Gary Washburn, who's actually an L.A. native, he turned 50 last week, and a bunch of us who hadn't seen each other in a while, a bunch of us writers, we were on a call with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 15 of us. I was like, dang, I ain't seen these cats in a minute, man. I miss these guys. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And, it kind of at that point, I was like, you know what? Let me like FaceTime people to at least make me feel like I'm near them, you know, feel a little closer to them.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point, because, like you mentioned, if players are doing it, athletes are doing it, and it's maybe not the norm, because you get a chance to run into these people all the time. Or for you, with some of your coworkers.
Yeah.
I remember last week I was going to hop on with one of the guys from the radio station. We were just going to have a conversation prior to the show, and he FaceTimed me, and I was like, what's happening here? You know, like, it's not something I would ever do with him, but he's thinking in his mind, it's like, I haven't seen – you know, you go with coworkers you haven't seen in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever the case is. So it is it's completely different than I think any of us are accustomed to.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be, when we get through this, and we will get through this, it'll be, I think the world will be more loving, but I wonder if it's going to be more distant too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course
it does. Maybe more loving and less trusting. So, yeah, but hopefully We'll take better appreciation of just seeing tomorrow, you know. So,
you know, did you get a chance, Mark, to Mark Spears, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, hopping on the Sliwa Show? Did you get a chance to listen to Gene Smith, the athletic director for the Ohio State Buckeyes? Did you get that?
No,
at least a quote or two?
No, I missed that.
Okay, so I'll tell you what he said. I do want to get your thoughts on this. In essence, what he said, if it's not safe for fans, why would it be safe for players? You know, we spent a lot of time, and you and I were even talking a little bit off air about this. Look, sports is it's secondary, right? Like what you were just referencing to when we started the conversation. There's so many other things that are going on right now in the world. And I think the athletic director for the Ohio State Buckeyes, I think, said something as we're all in our little world and I'm doing a sports radio show and you're writing some articles. And I think there are times where we're talking about sports, knowing that it is secondary. I just want to get your thoughts on what Gene Smith said about here. We've talked about having potentially games down the road without fans, but I respect what he said because I think sometimes it's not brought up as much. If the fans aren't going to be there, why are the players going to be there? Why are the managers? Why are the coaches, the training staff?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, it's certainly from a safety standpoint, man. You don't want players getting sick, and that's why it's probably good at the, you know, the NBA is going to wait for the medical advice that makes them deem, you know, feel more safe. It's like scary in hindsight to think that it took Rudy Gobert's positive test to stop sports world. Mm-hmm. Like, what if he hadn't had a positive test? You know, how much longer will we have games? How many more people would have been affected? I know Stephon Marbury told me that he, you know, reached out to Adam Silver in the beginning of the month. And beginning of March, and was telling them about how bad things were in China. And I just think our whole country obviously wasn't prepared to handle this, and now you see what we're seeing. So yeah, I mean, I guess today, and was it Taiwan that they started playing basketball again, and you know that China might start up in the beginning of May, I guess, and kind of see how that looks. When it returns, if it returns, I definitely don't see any fans anytime soon. And will fans be comfortable going? Will players be comfortable playing? Will we have to see players playing with masks and gloves? You know, like how odd would that be? Even when I think things are good, like, you know, I travel a lot in the airports, and I would always see people, you know, that appeared to be from other countries that have masks on and stuff like that. And I'm like, why are they tripping? You know what I mean? Like, in hindsight, they were smarter than us, you know, and I was always somebody that clean, you know, brought my own wipes and cleaned my own trays and stuff in the airplanes and found some lot of people going to the bathroom in airports disgusting. you know what I mean? Just like, man, it's sports is secondary now. And
do you, and I was actually going to ask you right on that market. Is it, do you find yourself kind of, are you maybe more distant than sports than you've ever been just because of the predicament, the situation? Like, do you find yourself not really paying that much attention to what's going on in sports right now simply because of the circumstances? Or do you still catch yourself a lot? All right, let me see the latest on these leagues and if there's any developments going on in other countries. How are you kind of going about your day-to-day?
No, I'm keeping up with it for sure. Looking for any glimmer of hope. Because a glimmer of hope in the sports world means a lot of hope in the regular world, the real world. And so I'm definitely, you know, keeping up with it. I've been a little nostalgic. I'm watching every old game, but every once in a while there's something that's personal to me that comes out. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit and watch that. I watched, like, the Saints return game after Katrina because my parents, my family members live in New Orleans, you know. I watched some of the NBA Finals games. I actually, oddly, found, and I was in, I'm not a big auto racing guy by any means, but I watched the auto racing, auto that? race over the weekend that was like a virtual video game race.
Oh, yeah, the iRacing they're doing. That's right.
Yeah, and it's about as close to a sport that you could do that's almost like being in a car as possible. So I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Like, I could follow this, and it seems like a real, real competition.
They did pretty well on that. They did that first week. They did iRacing. I think it was like a Friday night. I think they had it on Fox. They had 900,000 viewers. So they did pretty well on it. And I know, you know, obviously the NBA is in the middle of their NBA 20 or 2K20. They're doing that tournament. Major League Baseball just announced they're going to be doing one. So, listen, I like the creativity. You got nothing to lose, right? And who knows? You might hit on one of these where consumers like it, and in the off season of whatever sport you are, maybe that's something that you could do.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see where things go. And like, my just prayer is that it's not an emotional decision.
Sure.
It's not a money decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's a human decision, you know, like, go back in a way that's healthy and safe for everybody, or don't go back at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then so it's I would love to see basketball, man. Even without fans, I'd love to see it, but at the risk of the players' health, it's not worth it. You know, the coaches' health, the anybody involved's health. I mean, it's just not worth it. So, but by watching Asia and how they're starting to, like, I talked to Pooh Jeter, who's from Los Angeles, and he plays for Fujian. And he's like, so talking to him gives me hope, because he's like, yeah, we go to restaurants now. Our team is practicing. You know, we're I could go, he said, they could go everywhere in his town but bars, which I didn't, you know, I'm talking to him on WhatsApp, so it's not totally all clear, but I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, there is some light coming. And so how long does it take us to get to the end of the tunnel and for sports to come back? I don't know, man. But yes, if there is something I'm paying close attention to, I don't know that I would ever care about the Taiwan Basketball League until now.
I'm with you. The Korean Basketball League too. We're watching, like, you know, South Korea happening. Hey, is it not?
If they're playing baseball in Korea, I'll watch that. The last live sporting event I watched was the Mexican Soccer League. And now quietly, I am a soccer head, man. I'm a big Arsenal fan.
Okay.
And so I love soccer. You know, Ronaldo's my favorite player. I got a signed jersey from him. But I was like, I always kind of casually watched the Mexican Soccer League, and I was like, I just felt like this is going to be the last thing I'm going to see for a while. And it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and it came to the end, and it was great.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I always was in love with the NBA since I was a little boy. As a journalist, I always would appreciate every game I went to, man. Sometimes you get fatigued, and there were times where you get jaded, but I always took pride in the fact that my job gave me the opportunity to attend more NBA games than the majority of NBA players that ever played the game actually have played it, you know? So just going to the game, seeing basketball at its highest level, is something that I never have ever taken for granted, and always felt that it was a blessing. You know, my knees don't hurt, but I get to see a lot of basketball, and people actually, like you, care what I think and talking about it. So, you know, I hope we can find out what the Lakers do. I hope we can find out what the Clippers do, the Bucks do, who deserves MVP in the end. I'm starting to get fatigued, like, answering who would have won these awards now. You know, I want to see the end of it. So I'll be a hopeless romantic. Hopefully everybody else will too, and social distance and stay inside and, maybe the quicker we all work to, you know, getting this done the right way, the quicker we can see the ball bounce again.
Mark, great stuff, brother. I definitely wanted to check in and just kind of see how you're doing. Always appreciate your insight. Wish you stay safe out there, and hopefully next time we talk, things are just around the world in general. There's more control, I guess you could say, on COVID-19, and sports will follow suit after that. So thanks for hopping on, bud.
Yeah, well, hopefully next time we're doing it in person.
All right, there's Mark Stein right there. you know, one of the things, too, it's like it's funny listening to him say that he's watching iRacing. Mark Stein, here we are. What would be a week away from the NBA playoffs starting? He's watching iRacing. A lot of these virtual games going on. By the way, Major League Baseball just announced a game as well. I want to kind of give my thoughts on all these ideas that sports is doing everything they can from a content perspective. So we'll do that coming up next. Bill Shaken coming up at 7:30. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. We got to get Kirk. We'll get closer to the NFL draft. That's coming up in 2 weeks. This will be day two of the draft. So we'll make sure we get Kirk Morrison when we get closer to the draft. Okay, so I don't want to call these gimmicky. You know, a lot of these games that are going on right now, so these virtual games, NBA is doing this horse challenge. Gimmicky is not the right word. I think they're doing everything they can to just try and come up with content. The players are all at home. Is there a way that you can use these players, use their popularity, and use them to try and attract people to watch on their TV set or online, YouTube, whatever the case is, and just garner some kind of interest? So the NBA, we know what they're doing. They're doing that 16-team 2K20 tournament. Only four guys left. I think the four guys, I think it's Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, Devin Booker, I think DeAndre Ayton is the other player. I think all four, literally the Suns and the Clippers are the last four teams left. By the way, I wasn't too crazy about the format. This is what I didn't understand. If you're going to play NBA 2K20 and you're going to have players play it, why aren't they representing their teams? That's the only thing I got confused on. I saw KD in that first game. I watched part of that last week, and I haven't watched since then. And, you know, frankly, maybe I'm not a target, but that's okay, because you could be targeting a younger audience, and maybe there is going to be some legs to this down the road that in the off season, when sports is back, these are tournaments that you can do and potential to get sponsors for it and generate some revenue and get some viewership. We'll see if that's the case. But the 2K20 is what the NBA is doing. Major League Baseball announced, I think it was today that they announced it, Sony Interactive Entertainment, MLB first competitive MLB The Show League. So the idea is one player from each team is being represented. They're doing a 29-game regular season for the Dodgers. Is it Lux? Gavin Lux? Am I right on that? Do you guys know? Jess Curtis? Lux. Yes, Gavin Lux. Okay.
Yep.
So Gavin Lux will represent the Dodgers. But I think with the Major League Baseball, I mean, their idea, and none of this is perfect, but this is exactly what you should be doing in times like this. Some shape, way, or form, have these players in front of the fans. Give a reason for somebody to go. And again, I have a feeling it's going to skew to a much younger audience, just because I think the gaming industry, or at least some of these esports, and maybe I'm wrong, I have to imagine it is teenagers and it's young adults. I don't know if there's going to be 50-year-olds or 60-year-olds or maybe 40-year-olds sitting on their TV set wanting to watch Patrick Beverley go up against Devin Booker in a fake game on NBA 2K20. But I think there will be an audience for this. I'm just not, you know, that perfect fan for it, but this is exactly what they should be doing. And I'll say this, and I know I kind of referenced it. Maybe one of these are successful. And if there is some success, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can take this and run with it, potentially do something like this in the offseason, then you found something that was never there before. You found something in a time where there wasn't sports, and you might have just created something. So we'll see what eventually happens on that front. Okay, so this horse challenge in the NBA. The horse challenge thing I'm still kind of trying to figure out. So that starts on Sunday. Chris Paul's in it. Trae Young, Zach LaVine, Tamika Catchings from the WNBA, Chauncey Billups, Mike Conley, and Paul Pierce. So those are all the, obviously, a couple of retired players represented from the WNBA, and then some of these big players.
You know who told me? You know who told me they don't like this idea?
Who's that? Well, here's the thing. I don't mind, like, if there's ever a time to try new things, isn't this the time? You know, when else are you going to get this opportunity? By the way, I'm not even crazy about it. Like, Steph Curry's got to be in this. You know, I think you need more star names that should be in the tournament they were doing for the 2K tournament or in horse. I just don't – like, if LeBron James is in a horse challenge versus Steph Curry, people are going to watch. They're going to tune in. But if it's Patrick Beverly or if it's Mike Conley versus Paul Pierce, no, I'm probably not going to watch. You know, I'm probably not going to watch. So from a fan's perspective, are they going to go out of their way and say, this is the type of content that I want? Or are they going to kind of sit back and say, well, okay, cool. We'll read about it and we'll see what happens. Will you guys watch? By the way, have you guys spent any time at all watching the 2K20? And if you have, I know you guys play video games more than I do. Is it more attractive to you guys?
I mean, it was attractive to begin with. But you need the right players to go to do it. You need players like Patrick Beverly. You need the players like even
personality.
Have some
personality. Run their mouth a little bit.
Yeah, because if you don't have that, then it's not as fun. You know, like what I've told you guys before. I'm in a fantasy league with me and a couple of my friends, and the best thing about that is all the smack talking we do to one another. You know, I haven't won a Super Bowl in the league, and that's what they keep bragging back to me. But I'm the only one that's beaten all of them countless amount of times. I just can't win the big one. But, you know, that's the fun of it.
You want it to be entertaining. You know, like at the end of the day, like, it needs to have that entertainment factor. But, listen, I get it. It's just this is their best effort to do anything right now, right? Like, this is their best effort to try and do something. And, you know, we all know at the end of the day, live sports is live sports. I actually haven't – I'm not against the old games, you know, going back and watching some of these old games. But, again, I'm not going out of my way to do it. They had yesterday the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Obviously, that was an awful Super Bowl. And they've played some amazing ones. They've played the Giants and the Patriots. They've played that Arizona and Pittsburgh Super Bowl. So they're playing classics, and it's not just them. NBA, you know, we know they're doing it. ESPN's doing it. That content I like, but it's not content that, you know, I'm going so far out of my way to find it on a night in, night out basis. It's just, it's never been like that for me. It hasn't been one of those where I know these major sports are not there right now, but I have not found myself saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do in place of it. Okay, so I want to kind of set this up because I'm going to have Bill Shaken come on from the LA Times. I was reading this article a little bit earlier today. Jesse actually sent it over to me. And, you know, sports and business, when everything collides, I think everybody's in a very unique position right now. And nobody's ever been in a position like this. But right off the bat, the headline, it caught my attention. So it says, the Dodgers and the Angels aren't playing. Shouldn't game tickets be refunded? You know, the more that you think about just the predicament, the situation right now with, let's just use LA residents as an example, or let's just use just what's happened over the last 3 weeks, just under 17 million Americans filed for unemployment. 17 million Americans filed for unemployment. No one's in a good predicament or a good position here. The owners, the leagues, the consumers, the players, everybody's in a tough spot, right? Like, this is not your, okay, well, I had a bad week at work. No, it's you're being asked to stop working, or businesses are shutting down, or you're depending on trying to apply for the stimulus package where there's $2 trillion, you know, trying to be thrown back into the market. Like, there's a lot that goes into figuring out everybody's different predicament. This one's interesting to me because there are clauses in some of these. These games haven't been canceled yet. They've been postponed. But because they've just been postponed, that term is very important. And this is what Bill Shaken kind of reiterated a few different times in the article. That term postponed means the game can be rescheduled, which makes it tougher for you if you're a consumer out there to go get your money back, if that's what you're asking to do. Or if you're in a position where you're like, no, I'm good. When the games come back, I want to go to those games. But I'm going to let Bill Shaken kind of explain what's happening right now when it comes to sports in general, Dodgers and the Angels. We'll use them as an example because their season hasn't started yet. It was supposed to start, but obviously never did. So we'll do that coming up next. Bill Shaken, LA Times. Stay right here. This is The Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.